Please turn with me in God's Word to the book of Acts, Acts chapter 16. It is background information to the book of Philippi, or the book of Philippians. And God willing, we will get to Philippians at some point. But what we're doing is just the background to Philippians, the road to Philippi. I want to see how Paul and the team actually got to Philippi and the commencement of the church. And so we've been looking at that last week, how the Spirit of the Lord leads in the lives of his people. Acts chapter 16, and we'll read verse 6 down to the verse 12. God's word says, "Now when they had gone throughout Phrygia and the region of Galatia, and were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia, after they were come to Mysia, they said to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit suffered them not. And they, passing by Mysia, came down to Troas. And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. There stood a man of Macedonia, and prayed him, saying, Come over into Macedonia and help us. And after he had seen the vision, immediately we endeavoured to go into Macedonia, assuredly gathering that the Lord had called us for to preach the gospel unto them. Therefore, loosing from Troas, we came with a straight course to Samothracia, and the next day to Neapolis, and from thence to Philippi, which is the chief city of that part of Macedonia, and a colony, and we were in the city abiding certain days." Amen. We know the Lord will bless the reading of his word. We'll just look to the Lord now for help and pray the Lord will instruct us and guide us. Heavenly Father and eternal God, we pray now that thou will give help. We pray, O God, that thou wilt instruct us, that thou will guide us, that thou will be to us all that we need. We pray for clarity in the thoughts. We pray, O God, that as the word of the Lord God is preached, that our hearts will be challenged, that our souls will be thrilled, and yea, Lord, our lives will be surrendered unto thee. We pray, Lord, encourage thy people. And O God, we pray for men and women still without Christ as Saviour. May they come and trust in that fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunged beneath that flood shall lose all their guilty stains. Bless us now, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. In considering the road that led to Philippi and the establishment of the church at Philippi, I thought it was good to go back to the historical record and the scriptural record to see how the Spirit of God, the third person of the Trinity, moved in the lives of God's people to lead them to be in the place where he wanted them to be. Paul, along with the missionary team of Silas and Timothy and Luke, set out to preach the gospel in Asia. However, we read in verse 6 of Acts chapter 16 that they were forbidden to preach the word in Asia. We looked at these words last week. And the word forbidden means to prevent, refuse, or to withhold. And the idea is not to give permission, but to refuse. And so the Lord refused them at that time from going to Asia. Then they came to Mysia, and we read they were, but we read in verse 7, but the Spirit suffered them not. And again, the word suffered not means again not to give permission, not to give approval. So there on two occasions, they desired to go into Asia and they desired to go in to Bithynia. But on both occasions, the Spirit of God did not give them permission. The Spirit of God did not want them to go to those places at that time. And so there is an important lesson there, that there is a place where the Lord wants his people to be. There is a place the Lord leads his people to. And when doors seem to shut, when doors seem to close, it does not mean all is lost and we are to lose heart, but it just means God does not want me to go down that route at that time. God does not want me to go this way at this time of my life. He may do so at a future time and a future date, maybe in 5 years' time or in 6 years' time or in 10 years' time. But as for now, the Lord does not want me to go down that direction. And so we learned that when the Holy Spirit closes one door, it is because he will open up another door. When he does not want you to go one way, he will lead for you to go to the next way. The Spirit of God closed the door for the missionary team to go to Asia, then to go to Bithynia, because he wanted them to go to Troas, then to Macedonia, and then to the city of Philippi. Macedonia was in Europe, and therefore, leaving Troas and the borders of Asia, they would sail across the sea into Europe to spread the gospel, causing sinners to hear the word of God, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. And before we go on, I just want to ask you, have you believed on the Lord Jesus Christ? Are you saved by the grace of God? Has there been a time in your life, not when you got religious, but has there been a time in your life when you came and said, Lord, I am a sinner, forgive me for my sin, or something like that. But there was an acknowledgement that I'm lost and I can't save myself, and only Jesus Christ can save. Have you ever had that before? If not, men and women, young person, you need to come this day and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, not on the church, not on the preacher, not on mum and dad or anyone else. Believe, trust, depend on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Also, as we continue, today we come what is known as the Macedonia call. So, coming to Troas, spending the night there, Paul receives this Macedonia call that will bring him over to Europe and will bring him to Philippi. Notice, first of all, the revealing of the Macedonia call. Verse 9, we read, during the night here at Troas, Paul states, a vision appeared to Paul. The word appeared, it means to pay attention. It means to behold. It means to look upon. And so this vision appeared for Paul. It caught Paul's attention during the night. Now, before the word of God was complete in its written form, God revealed his word, his ways, his will and his ways to men through dreams and visions. Now, today, we have before us the complete word of God. So God no longer speaks to us in visions, in dreams, in all these hallucinations. So don't worry, you're not going to see this big, bright, shining light unless someone has shining a torch in your window or whatever that may be. You're not going to have no hallucination of claiming that God is asking you to do something. If God wants you to go anywhere or do anything for him, you will find it in his word. And therefore, that's why we must be in the word of God. For if we miss the Bible, we miss God's word to us. If you miss your Bible reading that day, any day, you miss God's word for you that day. And so on this occasion, as we said, because the word of God was not in complete written form, God revealed his will to the lives of his people by visions and by dreams. And what takes your mind here, what I want you to focus on today, it's not the vision itself that we are to take our attention. It is the word of the Lord in the vision. It is the instruction that was given in the vision. This vision, this instruction was from the Lord. It was not man-made. It was not man-orientated. It was not just Paul losing his mind. Because what does it say in verse 10? Paul says, from this vision, the Lord had called us for to preach the gospel. And so here, this vision, this dream, it was of the Lord. It was God giving Paul a message. It was God delivering his word to his servants, that Paul could say, God, the Lord has called us to preach. The word called in this verse 10, it means to summons. It means to separate from and on to. In fact, the same word is used in Acts chapter 13, verse 2. Interesting to note, that time we read in Acts 13, verse 2, the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. The work that I have set them apart. The work that I have for them. And that ought to encourage us, child of God. Because every one of us here, God has a work for us. Do you know God, child of his, has a purpose for your life? God has saved you with a purpose to live for him, to glorify him. And that may extend out to further afield, to missionary, to ministers, whatever that may be. But God has a purpose for you. It may be to stay at home, to raise the family. It may be to be the support for someone else, whatever it may be. The children's worker, the one who goes around the doors giving invitations. God has a work for us to do. Can I say one of the most important works that we always forget and we don't even think it's a work? The ministry, and that is prayer. Seeking the Lord for others in prayer. Seeking him, laying hold of God. And so here, God's purpose was for Paul and the missionary team to preach the gospel. He had set them apart for a purpose, to go and preach the word of God. They were summoned to go to Europe to preach the word. Yes, there were other areas that needed the message. They needed to hear about redemption through the blood of Christ, and they would on another occasion. But at this time, God, by his Spirit, was so directing his servants to go over to Europe, to the city of Philippi. I could say it like this. England needs the gospel. But God, in closing every other door, city and town, the Lord has called me or my family here to this part of his vineyard to labor for him. He has called us to preach the word here. And so he has set aside a people for his work. And as they are in Troas, notice there stood a man of Macedonia and prayed him, saying, come into Macedonia and help us. So the Lord, calling the men to Macedonia, he used human instrumentality. Notice, there stood a man of Macedonia. God used this man in someone else's life to deliver his message. That's why we ought to be in God's house on God's day, because God delivers his message to the people of God through the preacher. Also as well, maybe the Lord sends a dear Christian into your life and they give you a word of instruction, a word of counsel, whatever that may be. There stood a man of Macedonia. And the very fact that God sent this man at this time in this vision from Macedonia, that gave Paul the indication, this is where the Lord is leading. It is to Macedonia. It was a word in season. It was a timely word. It was a word that Paul needed to go because everywhere else was being shut. The Spirit was not giving permission to go anywhere else. Then the Lord comes with a word through this man in this vision. Macedonia, come over and help us. And I stress to you that Paul going to Macedonia was not based on the man of Macedonia. Though it was good that that man desired for Paul to come and help, and it was good that Paul desired to go and help, but Paul going to Macedonia was not based upon the man from Macedonia. Paul going to Macedonia was based in the words the Lord had called us to preach unto them. Paul went to Macedonia because he had a call from God to go. And the Lord revealed to Paul this in this vision, in this dream, delivered his word this way, go into Macedonia. Because verse 10, whenever Paul went and told the rest of the team, notice the words, we endeavored to go into Macedonia, assuredly gathering that the Lord had called us for to preach the gospel unto them. Having taken what was given in that dream, having listened to that man, having reported back, no doubt they spoke about it, no doubt they prayed about it. Then they agreed to go to Macedonia. Why? Not because I think this would be a good place to go. Not because the man alone, why there's a burden there, but because the Lord wants us to go there. Therefore, I say to you, believer, anything you ought to do is because God has given you the direction to do it, because God has led you that way. You young people, as we said, or anybody here who are looking for that Christian partner to marry in life, the Lord will lead you, the Lord will direct you, and when he shuts doors from other people, other men or other women, it's not the end of the world. It's just that's the one the Lord does not want you to date for marriage. The Lord will have that one for you to marry in the Lord. And so pray about it. Seek God's will. Even the smallest things in life. What college should I go to? What job should I take? All these things, seek God in prayer. Even when you sit in school, you have an exam. Even through that, the smallest details in life, even if you're on the tube, you're on the train, there's a delay, or there's something happening, a direction you have to take, seek the Lord there and then, for that matter. In every situation, this man, Paul's heard the word, come to Macedonia and help us. He just didn't jump up and say, yep, let's go. They came and they spoke about it. And then they assuredly gathered that the Lord had called us to go. If it's not of God, don't do it. If it's not of God, don't go there. The words assuredly gathered mean to join together. It means to come to the same agreement. They all agreed. They were all united. This is the will of God. And that's what makes the difference. Doing something, going somewhere, because God has given the word to do it. You see, Paul knew how important it was to be in the will of God, because there's blessings there. Men come and go, but the Lord's will continues on. And so maybe there's one here this morning. You're praying about a certain matter in your life, maybe a certain job, maybe a certain house, a certain location, a certain ministry. Maybe you're praying about what college to go to, what even if a Bible college to go to. I no doubt you will hear things. I no doubt people will say, you know, that would be good for you to go there. Why don't you move here? That's right, I should. Let me just sell up everything and move. Or all these things. And it may be right and good. But is it what the Lord wants you to do? is it where the Lord wants you to be? Seek to be where God wants you to be, for that is the blessing. You may say, well, how do I know? Well, you commit the way to the Lord. Lord, here is what you've laid upon my heart, and I'm going to go through that way until you shut every door. Just like Paul, he was going one way, and the obstacle was in his way. There was just no getting past. There was just no going forward. Any time he tried to do something, it kept falling through. And they had to realize that's not of the Lord. And then he went this way, and the door closed there, but he kept going that way. And that's the way the Lord led open. And so, whatever it may be, God has planned your life. God knows your tomorrow. And that's why you need to be where God wants you to be. Because we will look at in the next number of weeks when Paul went and the team went to Philippi. It was not all plain sailing. It was not a bed of roses. If you want to say what people always say, the honeymoon period finished. Oh yes, all the excitement. Going to Macedonia. Then arriving in Macedonia. We're here. God's called us to preach. But that all soon changed when they went there. Because they were despised and they were hated. But what gave Paul the comfort to stay there? What gave Paul the comfort to keep on going on? Because Paul said, the Lord has called us here. Now had Paul said, do you know what, man? I didn't expect all this to happen. I thought this would have just been sailing through the whole way. All this opposition. You know, if he was just depending upon the will of man, just on a whim, he would have had nothing to fall back on. Well, Paul, why are we here? Well, because that man said. But Paul could say, because the Lord has called us here. They knew whatever they would face, God would make a way. Whatever barrier was there, God would remove it. Whoever came against them, God would defeat them. Whoever rose up to hinder the work, God would use it for his own glory. And therefore, they could go and rest upon the Lord. And so it's so important to know that we are in the will of God. Therefore, child of God, seek where the Lord wants you to be. Seek where God wants you to be doing. Because the Lord leads us every single day. Remember the Lord Jesus Christ, when he came into the world, at the will of God in John chapter 6, verse 40, he said, this is the will of him that sent me. There, the will of him that sent me. Christ was sent in the will of God to serve him, to live for him, that whosoever believeth on him would have everlasting life. Therefore, can I ask you, child of God, are you in the Word of God? Are you reading Scripture? If you want to discover God's will for your life, if you want to discover the path of God for your life, if you want to know what God wants you to do tomorrow, be in God's word today. Psalmist said in Psalm 119, verse 105, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. God's word will never take you off course. God's word will never misdirect you. God's word will always keep you going the way God wants you to go. And so, that is the revealing of the Macedonian call. The Lord had called them. But notice the response to the Macedonian call. Again, verse 10. Whenever they received this call, we learn immediately. It says, we endeavored to go. Having received this dream and the message in the dream, and having concluded that the word from the man was the word actually from the Lord, this is of God, they endeavored to go. The word endeavored, it means to strive after. It means to seek. It means to crave after. The idea is of determination. It is of devotion. It is of delight. In other words, when they heard what God wanted them to do, when they heard where God wanted them to be, that was their delight. That was their craving after. They wanted to go and do it. It was a thrill. God wants me to go here. God wants me to be here. And so they desired to be where God wanted them to be. It was as if the same word that came to the children of Israel. Remember when they had been brought, coming to the borders of Egypt. And the Red Sea was before them. What did God say to them in Exodus chapter 14, verse 15? When they thought, should we turn back? What should we do? There are mountains on either side, so high we can't climb over. And there's a Red Sea in front of us. There seems to be no way through. And the enemy's behind us. Everything just seems a mistake. Moses, where have you led us to? What's the Lord doing? What did God say? Tell them, go forward. And men and women, there may be mountains in your life that seems I'll never get over them. There may be a Red Sea in your life that you'll see there's never a way through. There may be even the enemies behind you mocking you. But God's word to you, go forward. Same with Jeremiah. In Jeremiah 32, verse 8, whenever Jeremiah was in prison, and the enemy was coming to take the people into captivity. And God told Jeremiah to buy a field, to buy land. You can imagine Jeremiah. Why would I buy this land? Sure, there's no one going to be here. Sure, the enemy's coming to wipe the place out. Why buy a land? And again, because God would use that land whenever he would bring the people back. But Jeremiah couldn't see God's purpose. All he could see was right there and then. And isn't that the case, men and women? Times God, when God works in our life, he knows the future. He knows tomorrow and next week and the next week. All we know is right now. And there's times God leads us and there's doing things in our life, closing one door, opening one door, and we just don't know why he's doing it. But learn, he always has a purpose for it. And what did Jeremiah say after? Then I knew this was the word of the Lord. Then I knew. And so here it is. This missionary team, as soon as they heard what God wanted them to do, there was delight. There was a thrill in their heart. There was devotion to go and do it, to go and serve God. What a wonderful example of a missionary team. What a wonderful example for the believer. I wonder, do you know what God wants you to do? Have you got that burning desire to live for him, to serve him, to go and invite people into God's house, to give out an invitation to someone, whatever that may be? Is there that burning desire, that delight to serve God? Have we given our all to him? Oh, they were surrendered. They wanted to serve God the way he wanted them to serve. God gave them permission to go. His will, his way was their will and their way. And they were united. They strove together to go into Macedonia. They were, as James says, to God's people in his day, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. And so here is this word. They heard what God wanted them to do, and then they set out to do it. I say to you, child of God, it's one thing to know what God wants you to do, but it's another thing to do it. Don't just be a hearer of the word. Be a doer. Whatever you hear God wants you to do, do it. Because we learn of the greatest example of a missionary service, a greatest example of response to the will of God, the greatest example of service and doing God's will with the supreme delight and devotion is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ himself. It is the life of Christ that motivates us to serve him. Oh yes, we're so glad for Paul, and we learn from Paul. We're so glad for Barnabas and other men of God, and we learn from them, and we glean for them. Ah, but how did Christ live his life? That's what thrills our hearts. Oh, is to look to Jesus Christ. And he said in Psalm 40, verses 7 through 8, for lo, he said, in the volume of the book it is written, I delight to do thy will, O God. Christ had been commissioned within the everlasting covenant of redemption to come into this world and save guilty sinners, to save all whom the Father had given unto him. And therefore Christ left the splendor of heaven. He came into this world, and he was born, and he grew, and he had that seal to do the will of God. Did he not say in Luke chapter 2, I must be about my Father's business? In other words, I must be about the things of my Father. What my Father wants me to do, that's my delight. That's what thrills me. That's what causes me to go on every day doing what God wants me to do. We learn in Luke chapter 9, verse 51, he was committed to redeem his people. He steadfastly set his face towards Jerusalem. In Isaiah chapter 50, verse 5, words regarding to Jesus Christ, it says, the Lord hath opened mine ear, and I was not rebellious, neither turned back. There, when Christ knew what God wanted him to do, to come into this world, to suffer the shame of the cross, and to bear the penalty for sin, to save his people, to ransom his people, he surrendered himself. He set himself to do what God wanted him to do. He was committed to it. And therefore he came in the volume of the book. It is written of me, I delight. Christ had a seal to do God's will. He delighted to do God's will. Therefore, as a result of Paul going into Macedonia with that delight, that devotion to do what God wanted him to do, sinners were saved. Sinners were added on to the church. Believers were strengthened. How many people could testify of coming to grace because this team surrendered their lives to go? How many people in this building today have been either saved, or your life has been strengthened by the men of old who have come to this place, between Reverend Ferguson, between the Reverend Baker? They surrendered the call to come to the pulpit ministry, and souls have been saved, lives have been strengthened. I pray that that will continue ever to be. I wonder, as you go and live for God, who will the Lord use you to be an influence in? Who could you be that shining light to lead someone to Christ, to invite someone in, to give hope to those in need? The Lord Jesus Christ, in Romans 5, verse 19, by his obedience, many shall be made righteous. By his death, a multitude of sinners, which no man could number, were wonderfully and gloriously saved. Oh yes, Paul and the team surrendered to go to Macedonia. Lord, wherever you want me to go, my heart is already there. Lord, whatever you want me to do, I will do it. What you want me to give up, I will give it up to serve you. Your will is my will. Your word is my word. Your delight is my delight. Because that's how Christ was. And that's what the Spirit does in our life. It is to be more Christ-like. That's what we are saved to become. We're saved to become conformed to his image every single day, to be more Christ-like. How will you respond to the Macedonian call? How will you respond to the Lord's leading in your life? Has the Lord spoken to you about certain matters in your life? Whatever that may be, what is your response? How will you do it? Will you surrender to the Lord? Notice finally, and just in a few sentences, the route after Macedonia, because this will continue then into next week. Verse 11, and loosing from Troas, we came with a straight course to Samothracia, and the next day to Neapolis, and from thence to Philippi, which is the chief city of that part of Macedonia. And so the point is, when the Lord called them, the Lord brought them. He made the way clear. He gave them safe route. He brought them where he wanted them to be. It was like Nehemiah. Whenever God called Nehemiah to return to Jerusalem and rebuild the gates, the things that were broken down, the city that was in a mess, to repair it, to rebuild it. Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 2. So I came to Jerusalem. And there's something precious about those words. In other words, I came to where God wants me to be. I am doing what God wants me to do. So I came to Jerusalem. And that's what Paul and the team, they came to Philippi. The Lord Jesus is the good shepherd of his sheep. And he knows his sheep. And he calls them name by name. And he leads them on. And he leads them to the place he wants them to be. The route in God's perfect will and his way may take some time to get there. He may bring us through valleys. He may bring us through hills. He may bring us through seas. But through it all, he leads all the way, because he's leading us to our final destination, which will be in heaven with him. Can I just ask in closing, are you a Christian? Are you in the sheepfold? Is the good shepherd your shepherd? And dear believer, are you following your shepherd? Are you following the Lord Jesus Christ? Are you enjoying the food that's being provided every single day? Are you surrendered to him? Are you living for him? The Macedonian call, come and help us. And they went because that's where God wanted them to be and to do. Therefore, child of God, may the Lord bless his word to our heart for his name's sake. Amen.